Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open. You can join the show. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to talk about here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Jay,
and Joa.
And we're going to get into, coming up here, the shocking, maybe not so shocking news, depending on, you know, if you've been paying attention, that the federal government is now targeting cryptocurrency decentralized finance, a.k.a. DeFi, saying that it threatens national security. I want to talk about that on the way here tonight. We've also got Joa here from Breaking the Flaw, which is a streaming channel on YouTube, where Joa does First Amendment audits and sometimes some cop blocking, know your rights kind of activism in the streets. And you were out recently in the streets of Manchester, yes. I believe, Joa,
yep.
Where you were attacked
yes.
by a couple of cop lovers, basically. Not the police
themselves. Bootlickers.
Yeah, bootlickers, I like that term.
Well, yeah, we can get more into it.
We will get into that. So that's all coming up here. Plus, apparently people are now hiring elderly people to work at jobs instead of younger people because they're going to show up to work. They're going to show up on time, and we'll get into that, all of it, on the way here. But first up, we got JC News on the line with us to start, calling from Missouri. JC News, what's on your mind?
What's up, man? First off, I love the show, and I love BTF, man.
Thanks,
great
for breaking
auditor,
the flaw.
Man.
Thanks, JC.
Yeah, Joe's channel.
He stands up for our rights every day, and we need more folks like him, y'all.
We do. We do need more people like Joa, and we need more of the libertarian type of First Amendment auditors to move to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
We need, like, 10 more Joas. That way we can have them in every city.
Exactly.
Because you can't be everywhere at once, Joa.
No, I know. And I feel kind of lonely here. I mean, Press NH Now is here, but
he's here, yeah.
I feel a little lonely at times with the activism.
JC News, what do you want to share with us?
Man, I was just concerned about, I watched the Joey Surreal get hemmed up in a public space for filming. And if I'm not mistaken, the First Amendment says that we have the right to film in federal buildings or state buildings. That's owned by the people.
Which video are we talking about here? Is this the courthouse, the federal courthouse, or what are we referring to?
I'm not sure. I know it was in a federal building. It just happened yesterday or day before.
It wasn't Ragu Monkey, but it was the other guy that he was with.
Yeah.
I can't recall his name right now. But, yeah, I saw the video, too. You want to describe it for us?
Yeah, he walked in, and I guess the officials got butt hurt and decided they didn't want him filming in there.
Where was it? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. I'll
this wasn't
up
you,
quick.
Joe.
This
this
was not me. Yeah.
Auditor. Okay. Who
I
was it?
Where
was
in Tampa, it? Florida, or right around in the Florida area.
Okay. And who is the auditor?
Joey Surreal Camera.
Joey
yes.
Surreal
okay.
Camera.
Yes.
And so he goes into a building, but you're not sure what kind of building?
No, I know it's a state building.
State.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like some services building, maybe like the DMV. I can't really tell, but I have the video here.
This is the quote-unquote free state of Florida, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
if I'm not mistaken, every time you buy a soda pop or anything like that, part of your money that they hold for taxes goes to fund these buildings.
Good chance.
People need to understand that these are the people's buildings. We just hired the security to make sure that people don't cause disturbances.
Well, give us a rundown, JC News, on what happened. So they go into this building. They're just recording because that's what a First Amendment auditor does. They just go to public places, usually government buildings, and they just record their experience. Usually they just kind of want to walk around in whatever public areas that there are, anywhere where you or I would be able to access. They want to bring their video camera. So
they're just bringing an element.
Public areas.
So what happened? Did they get converged on by security immediately? Were they walking around for a little while first? What went down?
Well, they walked around and started giving the security started giving them unlawful orders.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to obey an unlawful order.
Like turn that camera off, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turn the camera off. And my personal opinion as an auditor, I prefer to be left alone.
Sure.
Everybody just leave me alone. Let me get my footage for my story, and I'll walk out.
But the fact is, if they don't leave you alone, then it makes for better views on the internet, right?
Yeah, it makes them look stupid, really. You know, it really shows their colors.
That's the fun of doing the First Amendment audits. It's not as interesting when they don't react.
And let's just be clear. All you're doing is bringing transparency to the people.
Right.
You're literally shining sunlight on an infestation of cockroaches.
Yeah, you're putting these bureaucrats to a test, basically.
Right.
Are they going to respect your right to be the media? Because you don't need to have a special permission slip to be the media in the United States.
First Amendment.
Exactly.
First Amendment is your press pass.
Correct.
That's the very first law of this great land we live in.
And there's a lot of bureaucrats that don't get it. They don't understand that.
JC, what did you go to Press University? That's I like the cops like said, you go to college for...
The sad part is, in ninth grade, we studied the Bill of Rights for 2 days.
Mm,
that's all they taught us.
Wow, I'm surprised you even got anything.
Well, if the public indoctrination system purposely doesn't want anyone to understand their rights. First off, the Bar Association doesn't want anyone to understand their rights. You know, an 18-year-old man should be able to write a lawsuit, should be able to defend himself in court. Mm-hmm. You know, he should be able to do all kinds of things, use a clutch in a car, cook food. But, you know, 40% of kids graduating high school can't read and write. 60%.
That's correct.
And they got a horrible, but it's an indoctrination center. So there is no teaching you about your rights. If you teach people that they have rights, freedom, and encourage personal self-responsibility, that basically results in confidence. And confident people don't need government. And when people realize they don't need government, what do you do with something that you don't need? You get rid of it.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the situation in Tampa. So the guy walks in. You said a couple guys. The First Amendment auditor guys walk into this building. They're converged upon by the security agents who are presumably government people, and they're telling them, shut that camera off. I presume they stand their ground. What ultimately transpires? Did they get arrested? Did they get away with it?
Joey got arrested.
Oh,
they
man.
Stood their ground, and the local law enforcement came.
What I saw is like they were conspiring to figure out how to arrest him,
mm-hmm.
and then and he heard that Joey Surreal heard that, and he told the audience, and then they start approaching him, or like kind of surrounding him, but they're still letting him do his filming, and then all of a sudden. I like what Joey Surreal said just before they put hands on. He's like, stop resisting the Constitution.
That's a good line.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they grab him. They're like, stop resisting. Stop resisting. They say it three times.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't resisting. No. Like, it's clear as day on the video. They're just doing that so that they can say in court, we told him to stop resisting three times.
Now, was there another guy with him as well?
I think Ragu Monkey was there, right?
What happened to him?
I don't think anything happened to him.
Because he wasn't recording?
Yeah, I think he walked out.
And Joey Surreal said, I was already on my way out until you guys had a problem, and he was walking his way out, and they still grabbed him on the way.
Do you guys know what he's been charged with?
I'm not sure.
Well, disorderly, that's the go-to.
It is. It always is.
And then probably resisting arrest. They like doing that, too. That's always a thing.
Well, they'll throw a bunch of charges so that they can plea bargain with you eventually.
I look at it, it's this rapist mentality, I call on it.
Mm.
And cops are like saying, you know, the one that's not actually doing anything wrong, are, you know, let's charge him and put him through the ringer. And because we don't like it. And,
The punishment is in the process.
As
well, right? So, like, even if after the fact they drop these charges, which they likely will because they, you know, it's clearly a First Amendment protected right to record your interactions with government bureaucrats, So, I mean, the odds are good the guy's going to win in the long run, but I put win in quotes because he still lost his freedom temporarily for however long he was in police custody, for however many hours it took for them to take him down to the station and book him and, you know, eventually maybe release him under bail conditions, and then the stress of having to go to trial and the amount of time that you have to spend preparing for trial and all of that. You don't get any of that back when you quote-unquote win at the end of it. So they punish you just by pushing you through the procedure.
Absolutely. And maybe they, sometimes they, you know, they throw it against the wall and it sticks sometimes and they can can still get you. Like, it kind of happened to me a couple times, or at one time, and that was the Worcester arrest. Worcester, you know, they dropped criminal charges to civil, and then the judge just railroaded me in the court because he knew he could do it, and then found me responsible or liable for the charges. I'm not guilty or not guilty. It's liable. Like, and it puts a record on me, and I'm not fined with anything. I'm not punished or anything. It doesn't put me in a criminal record, but it is on my record. And I'm afraid to go to Massachusetts because what the judge's statement was is he disrespected fallen officers. Jason, oh, that's going to go over well.
So, JC News, I presume you have your own channel as well?
Yes, sir.
All right, is it called JC News?
JC News Now.
Okay, JC News Now. What are you doing there these days? Like, what's a recent video if I went to your channel that you would highlight for me?
My most viewed video is going to file a complaint, and this happened. I encountered a Karen.
Oh.
It happened to be a cop's wife. She was in the parking lot and didn't like you and her. And she threatened to beat me up. And I ran all the cops back up in the building. You know, I'm not a very nice auditor. I'm pretty foul. They scatter like cockroaches when I come around.
Where do you operate? Is it Missouri, you said?
South Central Missouri.
All right. What's the town? Like, what's the kind of the big city near you?
West Plains. Springfield.
All right. Very good. We're on the air in Springfield every now and then, I think, these days.
Yeah.
I used to go to Joplin, Missouri years ago.
We're on KWTO in Springfield fairly often, actually. We've got two different radio stations that air the show there at different times. Hey, JC News, thanks for calling in tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Hey, thanks. BTF, I love you, brother.
Thanks,
brother.
Thanks for the call.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, we got Breaking the Flaw on the show here tonight, a.k.a. Joa. He's here. And you've got your own channel. It's Breaking the Flaw. It's on YouTube. It's on Odyssey, more importantly, where it is not likely to be censored, as it has been on YouTube. Let's continue with these callers. We have this caller. You are on the air. What is your name? Hello, caller. You're on the air. I hear somebody with a phone. Hello there. You're on the air. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Portland, Texas.
Portland, Texas. All right. What's on your mind?
Actually, I was just on YouTube. I just got done uploading a couple of videos. I'm trying to run a volunteer search and rescue program. I'm actually rescuing canines and teaching them to rescue others.
Are you rescuing them from the police?
No, I have two right now. One was put up for adoption on Craigslist. I rescued him. The other one had spent the first 5 months of his life in a cage.
Wow. Sounds like a cop did that.
Just some people that had way too many dogs and not enough room.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You know, he was in a cage, but he was well taken care of. He was clean. He was fed. He wasn't abused. He was just lacked mobility, and we're taking care of that.
Cool. Well, good for you, man.
Thank you. How long have you been doing this with the dogs?
This is my second go-around. I actually did this with a German Shepherd a couple of decades ago, and he actually ended up saving 38 lives in his lifetime, mine twice.
Wow.
So I just started this about 6 months ago. I just got some business cards printed out. I've been doing this for about 3 months now, and just training dogs now. Like I said, I've had one for 4 months and the other one for 6 months. It'll be a while of training.
Very cool.
But hey, I got an idea for you there, caller. It sounds like you enjoy training dogs. And
I like dogs.
Yeah, I love it. So this is like a good example. So I grew up training horses, and we trained a lot of dogs. And this is a good example of an earned dopamine hit. When you work with an animal and you get a bond with the animal, you get positive results from the animal. What I'd like you to encourage you to do is something I'm trying to encourage anyone with a skill to do, no matter what the skill is. A skill and a passion really helps, is to teach this to young people. Like, I don't know if there's some teenagers or some young kids around, or if you got any kids or nieces or nephews or anything, or just neighborhood kids. Teaching kids to train animals is also has a side effect of literally training the kid, like, to respect the animals, you know, to understand sort of psychology, you know, reward, you know, response. This is kind of how we program and input animals. And, you know, just and that's a really, really good thing for, you know, kids to do to help, you know, mature and develop their brains and just have a better worldly understanding. I really like the idea of just kids having to train, you know, training an animal of any kind of animal, especially with somebody there who's understands it and knows how to do it. It's just going to be super beneficial if you, you know, I do a thing called Man Camp where I teach kids blacksmithing and welding and forging, and and it's it does have great responses, and that's like a good earned dopamine hit also. So that's just a comment for you there.
No, I agree with you 100%. The first dog I rescued actually belongs to a 22-year-old woman who's pregnant, and I rescued him because the father of the child is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And my company that I started, this is going to end up, I'm teaching him to train dogs and her as well.
Mm-hmm, nice.
And I'm going to try to pass down whatever I can create down to them and their family. I got no wife. I got no kids. None of that crap. 54 and going on 12. So this is how I'm going to do a little giving back to the community.
Yeah, that's important, especially if you've got some knowledge. You got to be able to pass it on to somebody in the younger generations. Of course, we're going to discuss later on that it's getting harder and harder to find people in the younger generations that are actually even willing to work or learn anything. But anything else you want to share tonight? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was actually hoping I was calling caller number 5.
Ooh.
Because the ad I saw on the internet said...
I don't know
gold.
If we can say what the ad said, because then everybody listening will know what the ad said. So we know what the ad said.
It's got to be one of my callers.
But it has
so.
To be. Well, we shouldn't even say the details. I'm going to say this was number 2, but thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Because we can't say what you said on your stream, because it had to be. We can't even say it. It's not too much already.
I mean, all I would say is, like, if you go to my channel and subscribe, and you can prove that you've are a subscriber, and you call in.
You might get something.
Yeah, you might get something.
Okay. Let's continue here. This caller is on the air.
Shameless plug.
What is your name?
Satoshi James.
Oh, Satoshi James. What's up, bro?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been watching Breaking the Flaw and seeing all he's going through. And I was up there in Anchorage, Alaska with Northern Corruption Monitor 907.
Nice.
You know that?
He does some great work. Were you there recently?
I came down to Texas about a year ago.
Okay.
But now I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we need monitors pretty much everywhere, because everywhere is corrupt. Everybody's
absolutely.
Like, oh, I left my little hometown because it's corrupt. Everybody's hometown is
doesn't
corrupt.
Doesn't matter where you go.
It's so bad where I lived.
Not until you get to Hampshire.
Everybody says they're the worst. Go ahead. Sorry.
I said I loved Alaska, but the dark and the cold killed me.
Yeah. So tell me about what you do, man. What you're doing some First Amendment auditing. Give me some highlights.
No, I'm not a First Amendment auditor.
Oh, you're not.
I'm a digital asset investor.
So you buy, like, cryptocurrency?
I've got a YouTube channel that explains it, but I'm not like a really I'm not a wordsmith at all. I usually run out of stuff to say in about 30 seconds.
So that's why you call yourself Satoshi?
But I was sympathizing with you when you were talking about the horses.
Mm-hmm.
I raised and trained 4 in my lifetime.
Wow. Okay.
I grew up, well, it was. I ended up quitting doing that when I graduated high school. And, well, when I decided to start driving cars, I got to neglecting the horses after I started driving the cars.
So you got into cryptocurrency at some point and decided to start making videos about it?
Well, I wouldn't call what I do making videos about it, but I'm trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, what would you recommend out there right now? I mean, we've talked a lot about the situation with the dollar losing likely more and more prominence around the planet. You know, we had Aaron Day on the air here, who's a Republican presidential candidate who's actually a libertarian, and he's recommending that people do a bank run and take their dollars and put it into things like cryptocurrency and gold and silver. Are there any favorites that you have, like one or two that you've been paying attention to recently?
Well, I don't have like any like dark horse or any. Well, I do have a dark horse for the Kentucky Derby.
Mm.
I like a horse named Tappet Trice.
Okay, all right, good to know. I was asking about cryptocurrency though. Do you have any favorites?
I know, but no, I Bitcoin, mm-hmm. Ether, and Litecoin are the ones that I have.
Keeping it simple.
Oh, geez,
gotcha.
I'm all about those privacy coins, Satoshi.
I have a very big problem with this know your customer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely, well, yeah.
It's going to get worse.
Right, I don't even have a social security number. I've never had a bank account. I can't get one.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
That's the person I need to talk to, how to get cryptocurrency without having any kind of ID.
It's hard. It's getting harder and harder. The federal government wants to make sure you have to show ID every time you buy crypto.
I'll tell you how you get cryptocurrency without ID.
You have to know somebody.
No, you just have to have offer a service or a product that people want. I've earned a lot of my cryptocurrency from, you know, doing all kinds of things, you know, selling meat, plowing driveways, teaching man camp. I do various jobs. I do some heavy equipment repair.
I'm a 65-year-old blind man.
Mm. Okay. You're just gonna have to find someone who wants to pay cash for crypto, and they're out there. You just gotta.
It helps if you have a community of cryptocurrency users, like in your area. I don't know if you can go on meetup.com or something like that to find a group of people that have similar interests. And then in many cases, you can just say, hey, look, I got a couple $100. I'm looking to buy some Bitcoin. Can somebody help me out? And a lot of times, somebody will help you out.
Yes. I'm familiar with that. It's just the I can't drive and all that. But I'm working in that direction.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We have open phones here, and we will get into the latest government attack from the federal government against cryptocurrency, specifically the area of what they call decentralized finance. That's their next attack vector, and we'll explain it on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says former President Trump won't get a fair trial in Manhattan.
Can this really be a fair trial with jurors from Manhattan when we know that the vast majority of people in Manhattan dislike him.
Malliotakis says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg campaigned on ousting Trump, which means a majority of jury members probably voted for Bragg. Storms that slam the plains in Midwest will hit a large swath of the East Coast. Storms that could do some damage are bearing down today on Delaware, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, and the Carolinas. Forecasters say parts of the South could be flooded, and a flood watch is out for communities in Texas and Louisiana. Only a third of Americans want President Biden to serve a second term. That's according to a new CNN poll. Another 67% of voters said he shouldn't be reelected. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Joa. And I want to say thank you to David Corey Eldridge, who is a silver supporter of our AMPS program. David is supporting us through AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom and crypto and, you know, precious metals and all kinds of cool stuff that we do here every night on broadcast radio, online, streaming, podcast, you name it. We're in a bunch of different ways to get into people's ears. And if you want to help us continue with this mission, then you can join David over at amps.freetalklive.com. You can join there. It's through our Patreon. If you prefer not to join Patreon, that's okay, too. We've got our Odyssey channel, and you can donate through that using your credit card as well over at video.freetalklive.com. There's a link up there at the top that will allow you to join through Odyssey. So once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com or video.freetalklive.com. We got John on the line in Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, so I would just like to say that First Amendment auditors are some of the best people that I've run across in the last couple of years. They're doing isn't just irritating some law enforcement officials and ridiculous stuff. they're actually changing laws in certain places.
Yep. They gotta take the arrest, right, and challenge it.
Well, yeah, and it's not only that, but one example is a guy by the name of Long Island Audit.
Yes.
He's actually impacted change in laws out in New Jersey.
Give me an example. What kind of change in the law?
Well, like you guys were talking about earlier, as soon as you're in a public building, government agency, they want you to follow their policies, and it's always the disturbing the peace, the trespassing charges that they get you with when they actually have the right to be there doing what they're doing. And mm-hmm. those are the laws that they're changing. Some of those policies are being abolished.
Just to be clear, when you say their policies, it's actually their policies. It's not our policy. It's not the public's policy. It's their policy. So when they say no recording, that's actually their policy. That the public officials that work in that building, they can't record. It's against their policy, not ours. Mm. It's not ours. We didn't sign up to work there. We're not working there.
Well, right, because policies are different than statutes, are different than ordinances.
Actually, this is true with basically statutes, because statutes are not laws. So the hierarchy of government is basically the government can only regulate and control what it creates. So the legislature can only regulate and control essentially executive creatures, which are corporations, trusts, associations, and persons. Persons are defined as a corporation. And this is how the statutes are all specific about this. There's a difference. A statute is not a law. A law is something like, don't hurt somebody, don't kill people, don't take their stuff. That's basically,
that's laws, natural law.
Yeah, laws of the land. Statutory law doesn't apply to just regular people. It only applies to a specific class of people who are under contract.
Mm-hmm.
State employees, state workers, whatever executive order.
Corporations.
Yes. Whatever executive order a president or a governor gives, or an executive council or whatever, only applies to the executive. So executive employees and properties and stuff like that. But the thing is a lot of people think that all this stuff applies to them. And it's just part of the American dumbing down and brainwashing.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, you were saying that some of these auditors, by making a stand and recording when they're told not to, and then, in many cases getting arrested, going all the way through the process, they've actually managed to change some of these bureaucracies' policies on the ground to where they actually, don't have a rule against filming. That's what's happened?
Yeah. Probably the most famous one I can think of is a gentleman by the group. Goes by the name of Batuzel. That's the classic Turner versus driver case.
This is the guy out in Austin, right? Black guy?
I'm in Texas, and there's several here. Carolina and Fort Worth. There's San Joaquin out in California.
Yeah, I didn't know how you pronounce his name. I thought it was like Batusai or something like that, but I've seen him on YouTube before.
I've heard of different pronunciations.
Yeah, he's ballsy as hell.
Don't take my pronunciation as gospel. Right. You know
my favorite, like, lately has been, I mean, James Freeman's always my favorite, but is John Gray. John Gray, he's got some cojones.
Where's he at?
Everywhere.
Oh, okay.
He goes everywhere. And I don't know exactly where he's from, but he likes to hold a sign that says, God bless homeless veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll stand in front of wherever. It doesn't matter if it's public building or private. And he's gotten arrested quite a few times just for holding a sign. And they're saying that he's panhandling. And he's been arrested in places where panhandling is even legal, but he's not even panhandling.
Right, he's not asking for money. Right.
Right. No, never once. Never once. And he'll refuse the money if someone hands it to him.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, you got to give these guys a lot of credit, because it takes people being willing to actually make a stand in order to protect freedom, right? Like whether it's the First Amendment auditors, whether it's civilly disobedient activists or whatever, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Civil disobedience usually kind of announce in advance you're going to show somewhere, and a First Amendment auditor just kind of shows up.
Yeah.
So I would say that's one slight difference between the two categories, but they're both people who are willing to put their freedom on the line, and ultimately everyone benefits from the work that these people do, and they don't get enough appreciation for it. So I'm glad you called in to share that, John. Anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, I just want to share out a couple of names of some of the guys.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Give us your favorites.
All right, let me hit first with San Joaquin Valley Transparency because he's like the grandfather of all. I got the Junkyard News. I got Direct
D. Junkyard.
Direct D is a straight-up madman. News Now Lisa. Love you, Lisa. You got Long Island Audit. You got CFW, Carolina and Fort Worth. You got Broken System, Broken Trust. You got Keep 'em Honest. You got a new one, Pedro Libro Audits.
Yeah, he's good.
The other day.
I love Pedro.
So many. Awesome. So many. It's
hard to there's got to be like 2,000 auditors out there.
How many of them are, I heard a lady's name in there. How many are ladies? Like, what's the breakdown male versus female auditors?
I don't know, but there's several of them out there. Mm-hmm. I suggest CFW, Carolina, and Fort Worth.
Acura Amanda?
She is badass.
Acura Amanda is great.
Amanda, too, yeah.
How do you spell Acura?
Like the car.
Oh, Acura.
She's a redheaded version of Amanda.
That's so cool. Now, would you say it's like, what do you think, Joel? Like 80-20, 90-10?
Yeah, probably 90-10.
Pretty heavily male.
So, yeah. So are the women in this particular movement increasing recently since like the scamdemic, since the whole COVID stuff? Mm. Because we have a huge amount of women
fired
activists
a lot of people
now.
Up, yeah.
Well, all the mama bears. They're all pissed off. You're going to, you know, force my, you know, son or daughter to have a, you know, this experimental vaccine. And, so they really came out of the woodwork.
What I noticed, too, all the women auditors are all mothers.
Oh, really? Because I was going to ask that next. Was like a lot of times having a kid keeps you out of the game.
Yep. Nope.
Because it means they're going to target your kid, and people get scared of that stuff.
Yeah. No, Acromana, she's pretty brave. And it's unfortunate, but DCYF, and you know Jay has been dealing with them, but DCYF has been coming to her house. They just came to her house again the other day for no reason, or the same reason, which was nothing. But it was like a
recorded it, I presume.
I assume so, yeah. Okay, she records every time they come to their house and
makes a mockery of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something you did, Jay, with the DCYF people when they showed up. And it's something they're not used to.
No.
They're used to being able to push their way into people's homes and get their way and do what they want. And then certainly not used to being on the record when they show up anywhere. No. So get that camera out and start recording these bureaucrats.
They should be ashamed that they're sending kids to rape homes, rape camps. That's what they're doing.
John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for those recommendations. There's a lot of people out there.
There's so many.
A lot of interesting stuff. A lot of great content for people that are wanting to see what's going on with the truth about how these bureaucrats behave when somebody's just there trying to exercise their rights.
And it's not only bureaucrats, but the bureaucrats are inflaming this particular situation with violence against journalists tremendously. So you have stories all over the place of all kinds of journalists being attacked by Antifa. There's a guy named Andy Ngo. I don't know if you guys know who he is.
Yeah.
But he's been attacked by Antifa, like, brutally.
Sure.
They chase him off. They beat the guy up. Nobody from Antifa gets arrested. Nothing happens. But then you got, you know, Kamala Harris is up there raising money to bail out all the Antifa people. And, I'm sure she made a lot of money for her bail bondsman friend doing that stuff. And then you have even these transgender activists are violently attacking Dan Dix, and I forget the other guy's name, but we watched a video before the show here of Dan Dix up in Canada, Press for Truth, I believe, .ca.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's just holding a sign, being very polite. He's kind of like wearing a suit and tie, and this, you know, individual who looks like a woman, sounds like a man, like punches him, and then like three other people just pile on top of this guy, and it was like 30 seconds after they shoved another guy in the ground, and then
some people really don't like cameras. I mean, you're right. It's not just bureaucrats, but of course that tends to be where the First Amendment auditors focus.
Yep.
I do remember when Press NH Now was in town here in Keene, he went out in front of a manufacturing facility.
Yeah.
Which is near the police station, but he was in front of this privately owned manufacturer. I think they're called Samson. They make gun accessories. And he's standing on the sidewalk, and people from this manufacturing facility start coming outside and giving him a hard time. And then they called the cops on him. Of course, cops couldn't do anything about it because fully within his rights to stand on a public sidewalk and record video. I remember back in the day in Keene, during the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree days, Derek J was threatened by just average people on the street for recording video.
I was going to, sorry.
All right, so this one corner of on Elm Street. I forget the other street corner name, but it's right near the Red Arrow, between Red Arrow and Elm Street in Manchester. I have been threatened more times in my life on that corner than anywhere else in the world.
Is that where it went down this weekend?
That
where
is,
you
yes.
were being threatened
yes.
Over the weekend?
I was threatened four times, three by the guy, then one by the girl.
And were they just people that didn't like being recorded, didn't like the fact that you had a camera, didn't like that you were recording the police? What were their threats?
All of
about?
The above. Mm-hmm. Well, it started off as I was just standing on the sidewalk recording the police, and then my friend Skyler was behind me, and I'm like, yo, what's up, Skyler? Because we got arrested together in Manch. But then, and like these two girls that were like trying to get cigarettes, whatever, off of him, and they were generally friendly at first, and they were just asking me what I was doing, and I told them, like, I'm recording the police, I'm holding them accountable. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, you're a terrible person, you're a loser. And they start, like, swearing off, telling me to, you know, wishing death upon me, threatening me. They threatened me twice, this one kid, and I told him to back off when he got too close. He touched me once. He touched my hand, and then he started threatening me and getting really close, and I said, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I got pepper spray, and then he instantly backed away. I didn't spray him there, but I just gave him a warning. And then the next thing you know, these two other people that were with them, they didn't like being recorded. Like, mm-hmm. don't you dare record me. I'm like, I'll record you since you don't want to. Hmm. Like, this is America. Like, what do you want? Like, you're not gonna try to deter me from doing my job. You're sending him way in the direction of the police that I was recording. And then she's like, don't record me. That's illegal. You can't do it without my permission. I'm like, oh yeah, sue me. And then she goes, she's like, I will. And she goes across the street. And then, more debauchery amongst this group of people that have been drinking.
Of
let
course,
that be known, you know, state-encouraged
drug use, yeah.
Yeah. And the police are right there across the street watching this all go down.
Mm-hmm. They know who you are. They don't care about what happens to you, right?
They don't give a damn about me, that's for sure. And then the next thing you know, they're like, hey, I want to go check out this chick over here, the one that went to go and rat out to me to the cops. And as I'm walking across the street, not halfway across the street, the girl that was actually nice to me pretty much the whole time, she even offered to twerk for my video for a moment. I knew it wasn't going to give me any extra views when she did that. But anyway.
Yeah, not this girl.
But she came at me and she's like, I'm going to effing kill you. And then she whacks my camera and my arm. Like, and then I just pulled my pepper spray while, like, F you, mm-hmm. sprayed her in the face. Actually, I missed her at first. So, and you can't hear the first spray, but you can hear the the spray on the second attempt. And the reason why you could hear it because it malfunctioned. It kind of gave a cloud versus a steady stream. Anyways, that cloud worked. She was instantly deterred and she like walked away. And then I head back to the same side that I was on. I didn't get to cross the street because the police were like coming right at me, as soon as this happened. And they saw me get assaulted. Okay. Let that be noted. And I never made a threat.
By the fat girl.
Yes. By the fat girl. Fatty McTootie. and then I get back to the sidewalk. And so that's three threats so far. And then the guy that gave me two threats previously, he comes up to me. He's like, you want me to punch you in the mouth? You want me to punch you in the mouth? And then he's coming at me. And I just unloaded that pepper spray right in his face.
Wow.
And it works so good. I highly encourage everyone to get pepper spray.
Nice.
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%.
And the cops were watching this whole thing.
Yep.
Then they kind of zeroed in on you, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that's what the cops have, that rapist mentality, and they want to blame the victim. Like, it was my fault. I'm doing my job, I'm recording the cops, and they don't like it, and next thing you know, other people don't like it, so I'm the guy that deserves punishment. And they were threatening to arrest me with disorderly conduct.
Just to be clear, they were there when the fat girl assaulted you.
Yes, they were just sitting there across the street watching the whole thing. Yes.
And then they were right there when the other dude came at you, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. They were driving toward me when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The cops proceeded to say, like, I asked them, well, they asked me if, for my ID, and I was like, I don't need to give my ID. I didn't do anything wrong. He's like, well, you don't want to file a report? I'm like, no, there's no damages. You know, they learned their lesson. I don't need to go any further than this. They learn the lesson. And then the cops go, well, I was like, am I being detained? And they're like, yes, you're being detained. I'm like, for what? Disorderly. Oh, disorderly, how so? And he's like, you call them bootlickers. Well, they are. And it's what? That's not disorderly.
That's
free speech.
Freedom of speech, yeah. Right. Well, and this is happening all over the place. Like, I was asking Joe, I'm like, so, you know, the Manchester police basically work for the Manchester or the state attorney general's office. That's who they work for. That's who they answer for. That's who, you know, when the cops start arresting people that the DAs are just letting go, they stop arresting that kind of people. And we know, right. And we know that there's... George Soros has, you know, funded a whole bunch of woke activist DA, like this one that's going after Trump, for example. And, I mean, does anybody out there know how to find out if, like, the Concord or the Manchester district attorney, if they are George Soros-funded guys?
Well, they're not elected in those cities.
Okay, so they're appointed.
The odds that, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you would figure that out.
I think they are elected because no, elected in the county level, right?
That's correct.
The
county
DA.
The county attorney is elected. That's true.
So, and I don't know how much influence the county DA has on the city DA, but
probably
okay.
None.
So now the city DA is, we're not sure how he or she got there.
It's through the police department generally or whatever.
Okay, so
they're getting appointed.
Okay.
It's a job.
Yeah. So, is it a woke DA? And, you know, what kind of crimes are they just, you know, I'm sure this would be some good stuff for people to investigate. What kind of crimes are they just letting people go?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get assaulted by a one-star general and part-time cop and get, you know, get elbowed in the chest and, you know, the chief, the detective, the chief, and now the DOJ, update, DOJ, will not investigate this. I have to go to the county level now. So it's a big charade, big circus, wild goose chase.
You're referring to when you were attacked by a man named Don Bolduc,
yes.
Who was, at the time, a U.S. Senate candidate as a Republican.
Correct.
This was outside of a candidate's senatorial debate. This was before he went into the debate. He elbowed you and then lied and claimed that you had attacked him.
Right. He hit me. He hit me.
Yeah. And then it's all on video. There's multiple angles of this video. It's available over at freekeen.com. It's on the Free Keen channel on Odyssey if you want to see, you know, what actually happened. But you have been charged with not assault in that case,
right.
But with trespass
and disorderly
on the college campus. Yeah, and disorderly conduct. That trial is yet to happen. Is what next hearing is June, or is that the trial?
No,
date?
I have no trial date.
No trial date.
There's no trial date.
Okay.
I call every Monday or Tuesday, and I see if there's a trial date. And I actually talked to the prosecutor the other day, and I told
this
him
the slime bags prosecutor.
Yeah. And I told him, do you want to review this case? Like, have you even seen the footage? And he at the time he said not no. And then I talked to him again sooner than that, and he said that he saw the footage and he's sticking with the charges. So
well, great, then you get to get old Don Bolduc on the stand, right?
That's right. It'll be a clown. It'll be a circus. The whole thing is ridiculous. Like, come on.
Yeah it is. Well the theory was that they were going to try to avoid having Bolduc on the stand.
We'll see.
So I think you're going to have to subpoena him.
Yes, I already have plans for this, so
right.
Get ready, Bolduc.
Good.
You won't see my guy coming.
We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. We have Tim on the line in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, that makes me really happy about, you possibly seeing, I know I'm not pronouncing that right, but Bolduc.
Yes.
I've got two news items today, if you're interested. Number one, today, Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 543, which strengthens Florida's Floridian Second Amendment rights by allowing Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a government-issued permit. HB 543 goes into effect on July 1st, 2023, making Florida the 26th state to enact constitutional carry legislation.
Well,
ish.
Except for open carry, from what I understand, right? That wasn't included in this bill.
I think you're right. It says carry concealed. Yep, I think you are correct.
I don't know if you can really call that constitutional carry. I mean, I feel like that's right. A bit of a misnomer in this case. Maybe call it conditional carry. You can carry without a license on the condition that it is concealed, but it is certainly not.
It's easy. It's really easy.
Well, sort of.
You just need a pocket fisherman.
What is that?
It's a little extending fishing pole. Just keep that on you at all times, and you can open carry.
Oh, because there's some sort of fishing game exemption.
Yes, if you're fishing or camping or something like that and hunting,
obviously. You can always carry a firearm.
Yeah, so it's still not as good as New Hampshire, but it's a step in the right direction.
Well New Hampshire was like that for a while, wasn't it?
New Hampshire always had open carry.
Oh, open carry, that's right.
That was never any issue. It was concealed carry that was quote-unquote shall issue for some time, but as we learned, it was actually a may issue, even though it was supposed to be shall issue because it gave the police chiefs a large amount of discretion on why they could say no. Like, for instance, they said no to Derek J. when he went and he asked, and they said no to me at one point when I went and I asked. So they were declining people for political reasons.
Oh, sure.
And then in 2017, New Hampshire did get full constitutional carry where you don't need to ask any permission. They still have a concealed carry license if you want to go and get one for reciprocal purposes. If you're going to go to one of the other states that has reciprocity with New Hampshire, you can do that. You can go and pay $10 or whatever and get the license. And now it is supposed to be a shall issue instead of a may issue in New Hampshire. But if you want to just carry in New Hampshire and you're not a felon, you got no problems, apparently. That's my understanding.
But at least the Florida thing here is at least a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction.
That's and right. I've actually been seeing people concealed carry in Massachusetts the last few times I've been down there.
Mm.
And, you know, they got concealed carry
permits. Good luck with that. Yeah, you got to be careful.
But I'm like, is that really concealed? Because, you know, I certainly noticed you had whatever you had there, and it didn't look too concealed to me.
Tim, what was the other news item?
Oh, yeah. This one I actually heard on the, I think it's called the David Knight Show. Someone just clued me in that you can actually get Odyssey on a Roku device, and I did not know that. So I got the unofficial channel, found this guy, David Knight, and he's saying that RFK Jr., if anyone's unfamiliar, RFK Jr. is the, I don't remember exactly whose son he is, but it's one of the Kennedys, and he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which is a great read. And he is actually going to be running as a Democrat in the primary. So he's almost kind of like a Democrat Ron Paul character.
So if you're in a state where you have to be, like, so New Hampshire, for example, one of the reasons I, you know, make sure I'm unenrolled for the party, I did run for an
I call it undeclared.
Undeclared, that's right. I ran as a Republican a while ago, but I unenrolled myself, and what I said to the lady at the town hall, I want to be unenrolled because RFK is going to run for president so I can vote for him on the Democrat primary. And she thought that was interesting.
We'll continue with the discussion here in a moment. You're welcome to stay for it, Tim, if you want. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got hour number two on the way, and you can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.